Ananya Siddham, Drigbe Pibanti, Anusava, Abhinavams, Durapi.
Ekanta.
Ekanta Dhamma, Yasya Sastriya Aishwarasya. Gopyas tapakim acharam yat amushya rupam labanyasaram samurdvam ananyasidham dirbir pipanti annu sava binavam durapam ekanta dama yasa sasriya aisharashya.
What meaning?
Meaning is the ladies of Mathura, they are praying. They are thinking what austerities must the gopis of Vrindavan have performed, because with their eyes they constantly drink the nectar of the beauty of Sri Krishna's form. That form is described the essence of all loveliness, they explain in English like this. It can never be equaled or what to speak of surpassed. It is self-perfect, means it doesn't need any ornamentation. His beauty is self-manifest. It's newer and newer at every moment.
Every moment ever fresh.
And it's the abode of the six opulences, beginning with Yasyasa Sriya.
Ladies of Mathura are praying. What tapasya did the gopis perform to be able to drink with their eyes the form of Sri Krishna, which is the abode of Sri, beauty, yasha, fame, and Aishwarya, opulence, and it is asamurdva, the highest, unsurpassed. It is ananya siddham. It is not perfected by any other thing, and it is lavanya saram. It is the essence of all beauty, and it is ever new and ever fresh, and it is very hard to obtain durapam. So what did the gopis do? The Mathura ladies are praying.
In the previous prayer, the Mathura Ramanis are worshipping, comparing the land of Vrindavan, and Krishna is always there present with his friends, engaged in so many pastimes. They felt unfortunate. Now they are looking at Krishna's very tender body and they see some injury. They are now thinking, how unfortunate we are that we have to see this form, but how fortunate are the gopis. What austerities have they performed to see the most beautiful form, unsurpassed, very much attractive, lustrous, completely perfect, that form of Krishna they are drinking with their eyes. That form is out of this world, unsurpassed, and it is very difficult to obtain. It is the Ekanta Dham, the abode, the complete abode of Aishasya, all beauty, all opulence, all perfection.
Gopyastapa kima charam yat. Stupid, I knew it. Gopyastapa kima charam yat. Amusharupam labangasaram asa mudva ananya siddham jigbir pibanjanusaya binavam durapam ekantadama yashasa sriya aishwarashva.
Meaning?
How fortunate, what austerities these gopis must have performed to have darshan of Krishna's, to drink Krishna's beautiful form with through their eyes. And this form is the essence, the abode of all all loveliness, and it's unequaled and unsurpassed. This form is the this loveliness of Krishna is the essence of all opulence, of beauty and fame, and it is very rare to obtain, and it's self-perfect and ever fresh.
What is the purpose?
The Mathura Ramanis, they're seeing the Lord, and they're feeling that they're somewhat unfortunate because the gopis are being able to see the very attractive form of the Lord in Vrindavan and not in the arena where Krishna is fighting. And they're wondering, you know, what austerities have they performed that, you know, they have such fortune to be able to have relationship with the Lord in such sweet pastimes. And they're somewhat thinking they're very they're fortunate by seeing the Lord, but somewhat unfortunate because they're not able to see the Lord on the level of the gopis or be with the Lord on the level of the gopis. And they're saying that the Lord is, it's not, he's not superior, his beauty is not, his attractiveness is not superior because of his beauty, but he is actually the abode of beauty, that all beauty is emanating from him. So they're appreciating like that.
Who is telling?
The
Mathura Ramanis.
Young girl
of Mathura.
Why they are telling?
He explained.
Why they are telling? So.
Why
they are telling
they're
so?
They're feeling they're not, they're somewhat,
unfortunate.
They feel like, they wish they had that position of the gopis. They wish they had higher position that they could have
kind
of relationship with the Lord.
Then we can perform that austerity.
If they have performed, then we will do so. Then
we will
be able to drink like gopis. Yes. Next slok. Jado hane vahanane matano palepa. Prinkhan khanar bhyudito khanamar janado. Gayanti gopya janit gayanti
gopo
gayanti
gopo
gopya janita anuraga na
anurakta dhiyo sukanta anurakta dhiyo sukanta
anurakta dhiyo sukanta
dhiyo sukanta thoda sa bhul ho raha hai gayanti gopya
Anurakta dhiyo
Anurakta dhiyo
Anurakta dhiyo asrukantha dhanya brajastriya
urukrama chittayana
Tomorrow with me.
Mother telling this is like Chinese. Teng chang chana.
You should take up anything has come or not.
You have also learned Lakshmi Priya? Pitai gaur premanande. Sweet grass.
Today I went a little bit walking down this side, a little bit that side. I want one quarter, one five and five.